Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome to this program called Reformation of the Ummah. We commence and start in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhi muridwad. Subhanallah, dear viewers of Madani channel, you are watching this beautiful program and we say shukran to all the viewers throughout the globe from wherever you have joined us, from wherever you watch this program, comment on the social media and ask questions. We say shukran, barakallah, may Allah Kareem reward you abundantly for watching as well as for sharing this program. What makes tonight's program even more special is the fact that I am not alone, alhamdulillah, and I am accompanied by our colleague, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, who needs no introduction to the airwaves of Madani channel, and he is none other than our honorable Ziyad Madani Attari Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliyah, alhamdulillah. And within the next few moments, we will engage in a beautiful conversation with him, inshallah, azawajalla. The viewers of Madani channel are perhaps already aware of our discussion and topic for this evening, something very important and something which will, inshallah, azawajalla, save our marriages if we act accordingly, inshallah, azawajalla. If we make amal upon the beautiful Madani pearls that we will discuss to remove the problems from our marriages, our discussion is regarding the discord between husbands and wives, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And dear viewers of Madani channel, today we are going to not only find those solutions to the problems, but rather we will dig for those solutions, inshallah, zawajallah, to save those broken homes as well as those disturbed marriages. Inshallah, zawajallah, we make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our tongues may be guided. And inshallah, azawajallah, through the blessings of Quran Pak and Hadith Mubarakah, we will find the solutions, inshallah, azawajallah. However, for now, we would listen to Kalam, inshallah, azawajallah. And we still request for the viewers not to leave, stay locked in tune with Madani channel until we return after this Kalam, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Muflis-e zindagi ab na samjhe koi, muflis-e zindagi ab na samjhe koi, mujhko ishq-e nabi is qadar mil gaya, jagmagaye na kyun mera aqse daroon, jagmagaye na kyun mera aqse daroon, ek patthar ko aaina gar mil gaya, jiski rehmat se taqdeer insaan khule, uski janib hi darwaazae jaan khule, jiske rehmat se taqdeer insaan khule, uski janib hi darwaazae jaan کھلے جان عمر رواں لے کے جاتی کہاں جان عمر رواں لے کے جاتی کہاں خیر سے مجھ کو خیر البشر مل گیا مفلس زندگی اس کا دیوانہ ہوں اس کا مجذوب ہوں کیا یہ کم ہے کہ میں اس سے منسوب ہوں اس کا دیوانہ ہوں اس کا مجذوب ہوں کیا یہ کم ہے کہ میں اس سے منسوب ہوں سرحد حشر تک جاؤں گا بے دھڑک سرحد حشر تک جاؤں گا بے دھڑک مجھ کو اتنا جو زادے سفر مل گیا مفلس زندگی ذہن بے رنگ تھا سانس بے روپ تھی روح پر معصیت کی کڑی دھوپ تھی ذہن بے رنگ تھا سانس بے روپ تھی روح پر معصیت کی کڑی دھوپ تھی اس کی چشم غنی رونق جان بنی اس کی چشم غنی رونق جان بنی چھاؤں جس کی گھنی وہ شجر مل گیا مفلس زندگی جب سے مجھ پر ہوا مصطفیٰ کا کرم بن گیا دل مظفر چراغ حرم جب سے مجھ پر ہوا مصطفیٰ کا کرم بن گیا دل مظفر چراغ حرم زندگی پھر رہی تھی بھٹکتی ہوئی زندگی پھر رہی تھی بھٹکتی ہوئی میری خانہ بدوشی کو گھر عمل سے زندگی اب نہ سمجھے کوئی مجھ کو عشق نبی اس قدر مل گیا جگمگائے نہ کیوں میرا عکس دروں ایک پتھر کو آئی
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. And that was our honorable, respected Nath Khan of Dawat Islami, mashallah, azza wa jalla, who was reciting this beautiful kalam in the praise of the beloved Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah Kareem reward all the muballighs of Dawat Islami who are reciting and who are doing fabulous, fantastic work throughout the globe. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And especially our Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Radhvi Damat Barakatum Al Aliya, and he is the magnet, and it is through his mercy, subhanallah, it is his, through his hard work, through his efforts that he has put in, his sincerity, subhanallah, throughout the globe today, Dawslami has grown so big, Mulana Sahib, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Let's come to our discussion, and it's a very important one. Actually, some friends also requested, and they mentioned that, you know, we see diverse topics discussed on Madani channel, and Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, these topics are also touched upon, Alhamdulillah, but especially for the English viewers, you know, to speak about the discord between husband and wife, between couples, though they say, Mulana Sahib, that couples are united on the planet, but their decisions are taken before their birth. The decision of their marriages is taken before their birth. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has created us. And He azza wa jalla is the one who pairs these couples, of course. And everything is written in the destiny of a person as per his actions. And Allah azza wa jalla, of course, in His divine wisdom, in His divine knowledge, knew and knows about every action a person will commit until his last breath. And everything is written accordingly. However, Mulana Sahib, you know, in life we have a lot of responsibilities. When a child is born, parents groom him or her into what they feel would be best for the child, right? And everything is exciting. Going to school is exciting. Going to madrasa, becoming alim, becoming a graduate, everything is exciting. And then a child, after he's grown into a young man, he then starts to work. But every struggle is for one last important piece of work. Whether it is work, whether it is your degrees, and every person works hard in the beginning stages for something very big at the end. And that is a peaceful life with a good wife. As this is said, Manana Sahib, you know, I want to have a peaceful life with a good life partner. Subhanallah. I mean, look at it, dear viewers of Madani channel, your parents who groom you, who give birth to you, who nurture you, who make you who you are in your life, who taught you how to walk, how to talk, how to eat and drink. They are your parents, and no one can ever take their place. But a woman, a female that comes from a different world, yani from the same planet, but from different backgrounds, different caste and cultures, just by performing the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if the requirements are met and everything is correct, and when the nikah is performed, such a person then is referred to as a life partner. Allahu Akbar. Life partner with whom you have taken promises and oaths to live together, and, you know, do everything together, work together, make your children good, and, you know, set a future for them. And this is what couples do. But unfortunately, the promises of living together, dying together, living for each another, supporting one another in good times and bad times gets interrupted, Mulana Sahib. This is something which is really difficult to understand, because the couples who are ready to give up everything for one another are the same couple in the next hour that can change, or the next day could change, or the next year could change. Can Mulana Sahib shed some light on this aspect and matter, as our topic and discussion is about discord? It's about argumentations and quarrels that's caused because of others, maybe, that interfere in a person's marriage, and so on and so forth. Of course, it's a grave sin, Mulana Sahib. There are plenty of ahadith that speaks about this, and there are many people out there who may be doing this unknowingly. It happens sometimes, we don't know, we are praising something or thinking it's about a person, and that could actually corrupt the mind of the wife or the husband. Can Mulana Sahib shed some light as far as this is concerned? What are the main reasons that causes disruption and destruction in a marriage, Mulana Sahib?
MashaAllah, Mazur mentioned something, outside interference.
Right.
And that is so true. In fact, I think that's often among the roots of it, right? MashaAllah, a couple, Allah Azza wa Jal places mahabbah in their hearts. And they love each other and they say they do much for each other. But when you start having outside interference, that is what starts to cause trouble within that couple's life. And outside interference, what does outside interference mean? Outside interference doesn't mean that it comes from another planet. From another dunya, another world. No, no. Outside interference, for a marriage, outside interference is anything out of that marriage.
Allah.
Meaning sometimes it can be that our outside interference can be from our own family or from our own friends. And that often starts to cause some disruption. Let's just give an example. It's no specific circumstance, specific case, but sometimes you could have the spouse's parents becoming the interfering factors in the marriage.
Allahu Akbar.
Sometimes the spouse's family members can become the interfering factor in that marriage, or even the spouse's friends can become the interfering factor in that marriage. They can start to cause discord within that marriage. Now we see it from time to time that you have sometimes the mother of the husband who causes some difficulty between the partners, and there the couple starts to have discord. Or the mother of the wife, or the father of the wife, or the father of the husband. And sometimes they're just not pleased with something, and they happen to say something, and one thing leads to another, and there the couple starts fighting over these little things. Sometimes it's even siblings. But we must remember that when this outside interference is coming in that's causing disruption within the marriage, then we must know, although they love for us a lot and they care for us a lot and they want the best for us, but sometimes shaitan is just instigating through others. And we must be able to recognize the trick of shaitan. Don't think that, no, no, my mother is saying this, are you saying my mother is shaitan? No, no. Our mothers are not shaitan. But shaitan can sometimes work on us through those that we love. And it can happen the same with the spouse, that shaitan can work on us through our spouses, just like that shaitan can work on us through our family members. We must recognize what the trick of shaitan is and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the trick of shaitan that shaitan is using through our loved ones.
Allah. We're very beautifully mentioned, Mulana Sahib, something that I would like to further elaborate upon.
Absolutely.
Mulana Sahib mentioned about parents, right? The niyat is good. And they understand that parents would want the best for their children.
Absolutely.
And many a times, parents would use their own examples of their own marriages. Whatever ideas they have used to remove their situations in their marriages, whatever situations they may have faced in 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, you know, subhanAllah. So they will try and implement the same strategy and the same ideas to fix the problems of my daughter's or my son's marriage.
Right.
Allahu Akbar. Or sometimes the other way around, whereas the mindset of the wife is not as per the assumptions of the mother. And then they would want the wife to live like a daughter in the house, or any sort of disturbance where the wife is on the phone talking to her own mother. And then what happens is that then the son is taken to task over and again. He is needled over and again, needled over and again. You need to do something about this. You need to do something about it. Sometimes it's not wrong. It's not against Sharia. It's not against the laws of Islam. It's just against etiquettes and manners, maybe the rules of that particular home. But then by, as you mentioned, by keep on needling and keep on rectifying something which doesn't need that type of pressure, then this, of course, would cause discord in the marriage, because when the wife speaks to the husband, when the husband speaks to the wife, they end up fighting with each other. And Mulana Sahib, the very sad thing is that they can't find a solution around what advice is given to them. On people in the family. If we leave the good side of it and we speak about the outsiders, and we are speaking about the interference from the outside force, right? Say friends of the wife or the husband and other relatives or neighbors who keep on needling and asking questions about the wife. Oh, she has come from this background. Oh, she dresses like this. Oh, he dresses like that. Oh, he doesn't tell his family members where he's going, what he's doing. So people like to ask questions and then sometimes speak to the wife about the bad habits of the husband.
So
your husband, you know, he comes late from work. Do you even have any idea where he's coming from? He doesn't share anything with you. Oh, wow. I'm shocked to know that your husband keeps you in the dark most of the time. So what happens that then such a person may bring the good qualities of another man who's a stranger to this wife.
Ya Allah.
That, you know, what so-and-so person is actually better. He has your qualities. You know, you'll have so many things in similarities, likes and dislikes. And your own husband who you live for the last 3-4 years with, is not meant for you. You know why? Now, leaving some things like this behind in the mind of a wife.
The person who is doing this, what are they doing?
Mm.
They're just trying to cause disruption. And many times they're getting involved in riba. Or they're getting involved in tale-telling. And we should think in this way, actually. Mm. I've read a beautiful narration of Imam al-Zuhri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Very great scholar. Once he was in the court of a king,
right.
Sulaiman bin Abd al-Malik.
Hmm.
So Imam al-Zuhri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh being in the court of the king, and someone came to the king and said, oh king, or actually informed this king that someone has, a certain person has spoken badly about you.
Hmm.
Now this person came to the court of the king and the king said, I have been informed, I've heard that you have spoken badly about. So this person says, I didn't say anything bad about you. I didn't speak against you. Of course, he's also afraid in the court of the king. He could be afraid that what punishment is going to come on me. But he could be truthful in it. He says, I didn't speak anything bad about you. He says, no, but I've been informed. And the person who told me is a very truthful person. The person who told me, I cannot imagine this person to be speaking lies. Mm-hmm. So Imam Zuhri rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, him listening
to what
he said.
Allah.
He said to the king that, the person who told you that someone else has been speaking badly about you, that person is a tale bearer, isn't he?
Hmm.
Carrying tale.
Allah.
So that is undeniable.
Allah.
So he says yes. And he says that a tale bearer is not truthful. A tale bearer is not truthful. He will not always speak the truth. Immediately the king recognizes this, he understands this, and he says, really, you spoke the truth.
Allah.
We have the goal, you are free. Now just comprehend, understand this and apply it to our lives. But when someone comes to the wife and says, your husband, you know, he does this way, he is like this. Things that we don't know of, or they could be made up. Allah knows best whether they're true or not. But just tries to plant this evil seeds. Or someone goes to the husband and says, your wife does this and she did this and she is like this. Or she said this certain thing about you, or said this certain thing about your family member. Apply the same logic and the same understanding that Imam Zuhri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, this great scholar of Islam, has applied and has placed in front of us. The person who is saying this is a tale bearer, and a tale bearer cannot be trusted. But if we leave it to that this is a tale bearer who is coming to carry tales about my spouse, and I cannot trust a tale bearer to be telling me the truth.
Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. So, dear viewers of Madani channel, here is the solution. Here is the solution to our problems. Masab, this is the truth, because in our cycle of friends that we have, there are many sisters out there who have their friends. And the husband is aware about the 5 or 10 friends you may have in your cycle of friends. I sit with her, I talk to her, I deal with her, so on and so forth, right? Fine. But from the cycle of friends that you negotiate with, that you talk with, do you share your personal stories with them? The qualities of your husband,
Ya Allah.
What time he comes, what time he goes, what he likes to eat, what he doesn't like to eat. And mainly when women sit together, these are some of the discussions that normally takes place. And many a times, you know, each one tries to praise their own husband in their own way. And sometimes there could be a person with such friends who would then, of course, find the loophole and say, here, we have something to talk about. And then Shaitan, dear viewers of Madani channel, as Maulana Sahib had mentioned. So first point is that tale bearers should not be in our cycle of friendship. Second is that understand the traps of the devil. In fact, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stated about Shaitan placing his throne on the ocean. Shaitan takes a class of his disciples, of his other shayateen, and they would bring different news and come to him. Today we done this, today we done that. And one shaitan who comes forward and says, well, I did not leave this man until he gave talaq to his wife. Until he divorced his wife. I did not leave this couple until I made sure they were separated from one another. Shaitan gets off his throne, dear viewers, and he walks to that particular shaitan and embraces him. Allahu Akbar, because he has done a great work. Now, we plan together. A good husband who's supposed to have togetherness in the deen with his wife. Like how you grow in business, how you growing in your relationship. As the years and the time passes by, the bond gets stronger and stronger. And likewise, in the deen, you're supposed to grow together. Taqwa is supposed to be building together. Piety was supposed to be building together. This is called this togetherness that you build yourself in the deen and in the dunya. But unfortunately, so much of preference is given to the dunya over deeni matters, and then people start believing the lies about their own selves, and they are the ones who destroy their own homes.
Yeah.
What happens is that the husband becomes violent, and then he starts beating, he starts shouting, using vulgarism. So all of this, until it reaches to talaq, remember, dear viewers of Madani channel, Mawasab, it is also mentioned that talaq is something which is, of course, a solution for many problems as well at the same time. Of course, it is not something that Allah Azza wa Jalla likes from a banda when he does so, but it is the way out of a problem if a person is facing realistic issues and matters in his relationship, right? But it is not encouraged that a person should find this as the last resort and solution to end his marriage. Understand, there are many people out there who could be jealous of your nikah, and the first jealous person is shaitan. If you think everyone is happy for your marriage, you are wrong, because the biggest enemy is shaitan, and the Quran has declared him as your greatest and biggest enemy, open enemy. He is there and can never see you all growing together in the deen. And therefore, different tactics and different strategies are then used by the devil, and he would use others to interfere in your marriage, in your marital life. Sometimes the people of your company where you work, sometimes your own family members, as Mulana Sahib has mentioned. So, Hazrat, what we would like to learn, right? We all understand, mashallah, marriage is something which is a great thing. It's a sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are many men out there, and we do accept as couples, right? Everything cannot be a bed of roses. There are ups and downs in every marriages. There are good days and bad days. And together with all these challenges we have in life, we try to grow. But what motivation can Maulana Sahib give to the couples out there to strengthen this bond, to get it more stronger, so that other evil forces should not interfere in one's marriage?
See, so mentioned the sometimes that couples on an individual basis, they would sit with their circles of friends and discuss their marital lives. This is very dangerous. Sitting with friends and discussing your personal life, the characteristics of your spouse, what your spouse does and what your spouse doesn't do, this shouldn't be a topic for discussion.
At all?
It shouldn't. That we're going to mention that, okay, my spouse is like this and my spouse is like that. If you have to say something, you can say something once in a while that is good. But best is majority of the time, keep a parda over it. Why? It's because if you're going to mention bad, remember, you mentioned bad about your spouse to your friends. You're giving your friends something to speak about when you are not there. So when you are not there, they're going to be speaking about your spouse. Really, do we want our friends to be speaking about our spouse when we are not present? If we're going to mention something good, then maybe jealousy will grow in their hearts. Do we want our friends to be jealous of our spouse, to be speaking about our spouse, for our spouse to be the center of their discussion? In fact, any Muslim person, a normal human being, would have some sort of ghairah, you know, some sort of protective nature. That I don't want my friends to be discussing my spouse. This is my personal life. My personal life, this is my spouse. And then this shouldn't be on the tongues of my friends. So this shouldn't be the case. Our marital lives shouldn't be an open book for everyone. Our marital lives, marriage lives, should be, you know, within the confines of our marriage. Often I see this difficulty as well, that sometimes we experience some difficulty, some challenge. We are insan. Marriage is between insan. Between human beings, we are married, we will have some difficulties. Now, when the difficulty is faced, then you have one of the spouses go to his or her family and mention the problem they had and the difficulty they have with their spouse.
Wow.
What we don't realize, we think that I'm discussing with my parent, I'm discussing with my sibling, and they just want what is best for me. What they don't realize is that I've opened a door to so much more fitna.
Wow.
Because now they saw this one bad aspect of my spouse. Now they're going to be looking, shaitan will play with them to find more and more bad aspects.
Yes, salam.
And we have grown a dislike for our spouses in the eyes of our parents.
Allah.
Now we go back home and we are in, mashallah, good terms with our spouses. And whatever difficulty we had, we've overcome that, alhamdulillah, and we're living strong. So if I see the good, then I see the good, and I see the bad. So if there's one bad thing, then mashallah, there are 10 other good things. But if we're fed our parents or our siblings or our friends with one bad aspect of our spouse, they will find the next 10 bad things and they will think of them as a terrible person.
Allah.
And that is when they think of them as a terrible person, then they start to feel like, why is it that you are still with them? You deserve better. Who are we to decide who deserves what? My son deserves better. My brother deserves better. They know what is going on in their marriages. That we think that, no, they should come out of their marriage. And I'm doing them a favor. And therefore, I will must needle until the marriage is broken.
Allah.
And when the marriage is broken, when talaq is given, then I think I've done a great favor. But they are both in mourning.
Mm-hmm.
They are both sad. They are both mourning. They are both crying. And we think we've done something great. Thus, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَبْغَبُ الْحَلَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ الطَّلَاقِ. That the most disliked of the halal things. Talaq is mubah, it is halal. You can give talaq, you can divorce. However, the most disliked of the permissible things in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal is talaq.
Is talaq. Allah.
Breakage of that home causes so much of challenges, so much of difficulties. Yes, for the spouses. And whilst we're on the topic of this discord in marriages leading towards talaq, we've seen time and time again, it's not just the spouses that suffer. They have put together so much, and the most important, valuable asset that they've gotten together and upon is that they have many a times brought children into the world. And that valuable asset, that priceless, those priceless pearls and diamonds are affected.
Allah.
Once shaitan breaks that marriage, and we think, oh, we did something great. I freed my family member from that person that I thought was so evil. And now those children are going to go through so much of difficulty because their parents are separated. One parent is on one end, the other parent is on the other end. It becomes very challenging for the children. Yes, mashallah, some try to do the best that they can go to still keep their children well and happy. But it is challenging in many cases.
I agree, Mansa, because when nikah is the reason to unite two different families together, talaq is the thing that will cause enmity between the very same two families. And when this enmity will commence, it goes quite ugly, Mawlana Sahib. Sometimes it goes to court, it goes to the laws in terms of the laws being involved, and a person is locked up behind bars, behind prison, because the fights lead to that extent. Allahu Akbar. From the Quran, Mawlana Sahib, with regards to the bond and strengthening the bond, what has the Quran classed couple as in terms of being there for each other? Can Masab give some solutions from the Quran itself?
Absolutely. There's some words of an ayah of the Holy Quran that I'd like to draw attention to. Uzzu mentioned it, mashallah, it's come to mind as well. Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about couples in the Holy Quran and in such beautiful words. I just want us to pay attention to these few words. بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم هن لباس لكم وأنتم لباس لهن.
Allah.
That they, the female folk, one's wife, is a libas, is a covering, is a cloth. We say libas for clothing usually. Is a cloth or is a covering unto you, unto the male, unto the husband. And the husband is a libas, is a covering or a piece of clothing for his wife.
Jabbat.
The wife is clothing for the husband is clothing for the wife. Okay, we could be a little bit confused. Let's just try to understand, what is the purpose of clothing? Clothing has the purpose, yes, to protect you from the cold, from all the harshness of any weather condition. Clothing also has if it's cold, then you're kept warm by the clothing. If it's hot, then you're kept cool by certain clothing. If you have any scar on your body, or someone has some, you know, deformed part, clothing helps to cover it. So you've been hurt. Sometimes we have scars. We were little kids, we were playing, and there's a scar upon our arm. I wear the clothing, and therefore you can't see the scar. If I have any flaw on my body because I'm wearing this clothing covers my flaw. Now remember, if the husband is a cloth or clothing or a covering to the wife, and the wife is clothing to the husband, if the husband has any flaws, who is the first person who is supposed to cover that flaw? Our clothing covers our flaws. The wife is supposed to cover the flaw.
Yep.
And if the husband has a flaw, he has a fault. Who's the first person that's supposed to cover? The wife's supposed to cover. If the wife has a flaw, The husband is supposed to cover. We are supposed to be covering each other's flaws. If we are going to, you know, disclose each other's flaws, each other's problems, each other's faults, then what are we doing? We are no longer being a garment unto each other. If there's anything harsh that is about to come to the spouse, what does the clothing do? Clothing or the garment covers the spouse and protects that person, isn't it? So, if anything harsh is going to meet our spouses, we are supposed to be the first ones in the way in order to block that.
Allah.
We are not supposed to be the ones causing that, the ones bringing the harm. But when the harm comes, it must go through me before it reaches my spouse. And my spouse should think it must go through me before it reaches him. If we think like this, that I cover you, you cover me. I cover your floor, you cover my floor. If any harm is going to reach you, I am in the way. If any harm is going to reach you, you be reach me, you be in the way. SubhanAllah, what a beautiful marriage you'll have. The moment someone tries to throw an arrow or shaitan, you block it.
SubhanAllah. Very, very, very beautiful and excellent explanation, Mulana Sahib, that we are the coverings for one another.
Absolutely.
Allahu Akbar. Look at how strong is this bond.
Also on this, I have another question. That sometimes you have some challenge within the marriage.
Mm.
And of course, the first step when there's a challenge within the marriage is to solve it within the marriage.
I agree.
That means we don't need to take it outside. Whatever the difficulty in the home, let's solve it within the home. So difficulty in the marriage, solve it within the marriage. But then let's say that challenge is not solved within the marriage. The spouses didn't manage to resolve that. Now my question is, what's the next step? Who should we go to? Should we go to some sort of an outsider? Should we go to the court? Whereas in many cases, like in South Africa, it's the country that's not run under Islamic law. So you're going to go to many a times kuffar to solve the problem that you have within your marriage. Whereas when you were getting married, you were looking at the sunnah of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Allah.
So who is it that we consider a good person or trustable person in different families or in different you know, societies? Who should people go to if they cannot manage to solve the discord that they have within their marriage?
SubhanAllah, what a beautiful question. But I'm hoping for Mulana Sahib to answer this question. MashaAllah, SubhanAllah.
We have acted upon the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by going into marriage, right? And it's important that when we have a difficulty, first try to solve within the marriage. And if we cannot solve within the marriage, then we should look for some sort of an Islamic guidance, but often with us, with figures that in the family that want what is best for us. So there are different ways of doing this, but one of the best ways is that the husband from his side should choose someone who he respects and he will listen to. And the wife from her side should choose someone who she respects and she will listen to. Senior figures that are mature and that will you know, base things on understanding, on the aqal and upon the laws of Islam, and sit with them with an open heart. And if they want to resolve the problem, Allah Azza wa Jalla will give them a solution. They should present their problems, and once they present it, then they'll work towards the solution. But the mindset must be solution. The mindset must be that we are looking for a solution. And sometimes people go to ulama-i-kiram. People go to ulama-i-kiram and mention, Huzur and Mulana Sahib, I have this challenge. And he often tries to solve it whilst looking at the Sharia and the deen of Islam. There too, we must go with an open heart. If we're going to ask mas'ala, we're going to ask the Messiah that, Huzur, this is the challenge that we are facing. And what is the Shari'i mas'ala, Shari'i guidance from Islamic guidance regarding this? Then we must be open enough that if the Islamic guidance is such that it seems like it's against you know, my standpoint, still I will accept.
Allahu Akbar.
We must not go into it in such a way that I'm going to Mulana Sahib and Mulana Sahib must mention, Mulana Sahib must take my side. If we're going and we're thinking Mulana Sahib must take my side, then by the time we walk away and Mulana Sahib took the other side, then we don't like that Mulana anymore. So it shouldn't be that way. We must have an open heart trying to solve the problem. And instead of going to kuffar, to disbelievers, to someone who doesn't say La ilaha illallah, someone who doesn't believe in Muhammad Rasulullah
sallallahu
and go to them to solve problems within our marriage. Why? Go to Islamic figures, respected Islamic figures within our families and within our communities, and ask for Shari'i guidance as per the way the deen has taught us. With an open heart, inshallah azza wa jal, with, you know, a very firm conviction, I'm saying this, inshallah azza wa jal, Allah azza wa jal will bless us with solutions.
SubhanAllah. What is a prerequisite, should I say, for a good marriage?
Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in his blessed hadith, someone marries a lady for different reasons. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned for her maal, that is her wealth. Women folk are married for wealth. Someone sees a very wealthy lady, so he wants to marry her. Or for her jamal, that means her beauty. She's very beautiful, you know, mashallah. So therefore he wants to marry her, mashallah, no problem. Or for her nasab. Nasab means her lineage. So she comes from that family. It's a very respectable family, very respected family. Therefore, he wants to also be associated with that family. Mashallah, no problem. And the fourth one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, only deeniha. Poor lady is married for her deen. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised us that you must make necessary upon you her deen. That means you must choose a lady. When you are choosing a spouse, look toward her deen. If you find that her deen is in line, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, you will, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, have a good and happy marriage. And why I say with so much of certainty that you will have a good and happy marriage? Because deen comes first for her. The law of Allah comes first. And the one who places the law of Allah first, Allah Azza wa Jal's pleasure is that which that person seeks. That person will receive a lot of barakah. You will also cash in with the barakah.
Kya baat hai Madine ki.
And just, you know, an advice, maybe some youngsters that have not married yet, are thinking about marriage, and could be viewing this program. I just want to give them one piece of advice that you are seeking a spouse. Think of one thing. Yes, you must think that she must be deen inclined.
Right.
When you're looking towards marrying someone, consider that this is the person that this person whom I want to marry, this is the person whom I want to be the mother of my children.
Acha.
When we think in that line,
kya baat?
That then you will see that how do I want my children to be? I want my children to be deen inclined, then she must be deen inclined. I want my children to respect the Quran, she must respect the Quran. I want children who will read the Quran, I must look for someone who reads Quran. I want my children to be namazi, the person I'm marrying must be namazi. When we think in this line, the way I want my children to grow up, that is the kind of spouse I'm looking for.
Allah,
and that you will find only in a deenist.
Allahu Akbar. I mean, we can do our own assumptions and calculations by understanding that when Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala's parents met, looking at their taqwa and piety, then the result was Ghawse Azam Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, because why? Their taqwa, their piety, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be found in the life of those two awliyas, wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers of Madani channel, today Mulana Sahib has shared some beautiful points, and if you are looking to get married, please do follow the hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beauty will come to an end. Wealth will come to an end. Deen will never come to an end.
Subhanallah.
The beauty that you run for today is the beauty that you would not want to see tomorrow. It happens like that because the heart is called qalb. And qalb means something like a feather. When the wind comes from the west, it'll blow to the next section, to the east, and from the east to the west. So the heart is never decided. It's always undecided. And it's never stable upon one matter all the time. It changes. It changes. So, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, let's make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when we make nikah, when we follow the sunnah, it should be only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, time has come to an end, Mawlana Sahib, and all those beautiful points you mentioned today is in my heart, in my mind, and I'm hoping, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, that each one of us will be able to fix our problems in our marriages, sort those problems. And I'm ending on this beautiful narration. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us about sabr and patience. Of course, it is in the Holy Quran Pak as well. But if a husband is having patience over a wife that he has to have patience for because of her troubles and her evils that she's giving to him, then Allah Azza wa Jalla will grant him the reward and the thawab which he has bestowed upon Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wa sallam, sabr and patience. Whereas if the Islamic sister is having sabr and patience in her marital life because of the evils of her husband, then Allah Azza wa Jalla shall grant her such sawab and reward which He Azza wa Jalla bestowed upon Hazrat Sayyidatana Asiya radiyallahu anha, the wife of the Pharaoh. Dear viewers of Madani channel, can you imagine what reward and sawabs are kept there? So learn to forgive, learn to forbear, learn to have tolerance in this marriage, because if you hate her for many reasons, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, love her for that one good quality she also has. Allahu Akbar. It will change the way you think, it will change the way you behave towards her. May Allah forgive our sins. Once again, Mulana Sahib, shukran for joining us on this program. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla reward all our viewers of Madani Channel locally as well as internationally. Until next time, stay good, be good, do good. And wherever you are, Mulana Ziyad Sahib and myself shall remind you what is the slogan and the mission in this fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah. It is,
I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah, Azza wa Jal.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.